From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Mike Pesca sorts out the rules for all kinds of marriage. But first, in Iraq today, fighting continued between U.S. forces and fighters loyal to Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the holy city of Najaf. And in Baghdad, U.S. authorities freed more than 300 Iraqi detainees from the Abu Ghraib prison. Brigadier General Mark Kimmett, meanwhile, announced charges against one of the soldiers who appeared in the notorious pictures of abuse at the prison. Ever since those pictures first sparked a furor, the U.S. government has been attempting damage control in the Arab world. But has it worked? With us now is Hafez Al-Mirazi. He's the Washington Bureau Chief for Al Jazeera Television, and Shibli Telhami, Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland. Now, President Bush has apologized. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld visited Abu Ghraib yesterday, and hundreds of detainees were released from the prison today. Has any of this worked to mollify Arab opinion?
Well, I think, you know, having the apologies is much better than not having them. I think it would have been even worse if they were ignored. And I think in that sense, just any attempt is better than nothing. Having said that, it is clear that they really don't go anywhere near the point where they can restore credibility. I think the problem is twofold. One is, in the short term, all of this is seen as a public relations campaign rather than as a genuine addressing of the issue. And obviously, up until the time when there is real accountability relating to this issue at the high level, I think people are going to be suspicious that this is really a public relations campaign. But the more important point, I think, is that credibility had really been destroyed long before this prison episode. And I think that the regional perceptions of the U.S. had been at the lowest level we have witnessed. And so this has been really a symptom of a problem rather than the center of the problem.
And Hafez Al-Mirazi, your viewers, how are they reacting?
Yes, I believe the apology, as Shibli mentioned, was important because at least I don't know if anyone in the Arab world requested an apology. Actually, the need for an apology or the request for an apology from the president came from here, from the U.S. But in the same speech and same occasion that he did it with the King of Jordan, King Abdullah, he did something else that actually almost canceled the apology, which saying that Secretary Rumsfeld would stay in office, that I would like to keep him in office. And if we know that deeds speak louder than words, for people to say that that makes them feel, as Shibli mentioned, it is just a PR. You need an apology? Okay, I'm sorry. But you don't mean it, because if the investigation is not done yet, and you don't want to make people accountable, including your Secretary of Defense, so you don't really mean it, and it is just done in order for the Democrats not to take a point against you, not sincerely that you meant it to the Arab world.
Now, how is the image of the beheading of American Nicholas Berg, which came out this week, how is that image playing in the Arab media and the public?
Terribly. And people felt really hurt by this kind of footage and brutality. People were very clear about condemning it. Even Hezbollah of Lebanon, they issued a statement before President Bush would come out in the White House and condemn it. So there is a moral clarity. The problem is that people feel that you cannot equate both together. This is a gang. There is no Arab leader who is in charge of those people. And nobody could ask an Arab leader to apologize. But in the case of the U.S., you're talking about a state, a hierarchy, and an official army.
Now, Shibli Telhami, do Arabs see that the U.S. is in some way culpable for this, in some way brought this on?
Well, I think, you know, when you look at the reaction, you know, both in the official reaction, Hafez mentioned some from Hezbollah, there's some governments that issued statements like, you know, United Arab Emirates and the Saudis and the Jordanians and so forth. But I think you look at it at the level of public. I mean, people are disgusted when they see that. I mean, no matter how they feel about the U.S., when you get your average person in the Middle East, you know, with the families and children and so forth, if they see anything like that, it's disgusting, it's awful, it's beastly, it's the reason why these people scare people in the Middle East as much as they scare everybody else around the world. Even those people who are disgusted by it, which I believe are the majorities, do not translate that into sympathy with American foreign policy in a way that take the pressure off of the prison issue. I think, in a way, you have two kinds of reactions. One kind of reaction is, well, look, this is out of the mess of Iraq, which was brought on by the U.S. It would not have happened in Iraq if the war, which they all rejected, had not taken place. It's something akin to the reaction of the father of Mr. Berg, who said something similar yesterday in terms of blaming it more or less on the war, even as they blame it directly on those terrorists who obviously did this slaughtering. The second reaction is, you know, in terms of being almost resentful that this takes place, so it in a way that would take the pressure off, because they want the pressure to be on the U.S. because they're suspicious. And so it doesn't, unfortunately, translate in any way, shape, or form into sympathy with the U.S. On the contrary.
And quickly, I know this is a tall order to answer this question, but to both of you, what is it going to take, do you think, for the U.S. to improve its relations with people in Iraq and the Arab world in general?
I believe that the June 30th deadline should be a clear one for a real transition of power and sovereignty, not necessarily to the Iraqi people, but at least to the U.N. to run Iraq and for the Arab world. I believe as long as the Arab-Israeli conflict is going on and people are still, until today, seeing images of destruction and killing of Palestinians, many of them civilians in Gaza, and they feel that the U.S. is sanctioning whatever the Sharon government is doing, I think even if the Iraq issue is over, the Arab-American relationship in general will stay in this kind of deterioration.
Well, there are really three issues related to what Hafiz said. One is that first, there has to be some kind of measure of accountability pertaining to the prison issue, and it has to be visible, and it has to demonstrate how the American democracy works for people to see a credible response to it. Second, I think, in the transfer of sovereignty, two issues scare people a lot. One is whether there would be, who is going to make the decisions about oil, whether there will in fact be a sovereign decision related to the future of oil, and second, whether American forces are there to stay in for the long haul, or whether this is only an instrument in the short term to bring about a sovereign government. And finally, I think the Arab-Israeli issue is an issue. It is in large part the issue through which most Arabs continue to see America and American credibility. And I think the extent to which there is a genuine American effort to bring about an end to that conflict would help, although one cannot expect anything of that sort during an election year.
Shibli Telhami is the Anwar Sadat Professor for Peace and Development at the University of Maryland, and Hafiz Al-Mirazi is the Washington Bureau Chief for the television network Al Jazeera. Thank you both for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you, Madeline.
Pleasure.